This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about this? So Keona Kella gets suspended for 2 games, undisclosed. And I love the people on social media. They're like, the media knows they're protecting the Pirates. I'll be honest with you. Nobody, I reached out to people who would know. They don't know.
Yeah.
I think the people in the front office know what happened.
They're keeping
and that's it. There's
up.
Not one media person that I did reach out to somebody in the front office and they won't give it up. They won't tell me exactly what Keona Kella did. This from August though. Right after the trade was consummated, when Keona Kella was on his way to Pittsburgh, and remember he took a couple days to get here. He took every single minute of time that he had under the collective bargaining agreement to take his sweet old time to get to Pittsburgh. We had Jim Bowden on the show and asked Jim Bowden about, look, what is the story with this guy? And here's Jim Bowden. He does a bunch of national stuff, ESPN and other places, and Sirius as well. But here's Jim Bowden on Kella.
Keona Kella, look, I don't know how he fits in the clubhouse. I've heard different things on his makeup, but you can't argue the stuff. And to be able to get that kind of stuff to put in front of Felipe Vázquez is certainly plus.
You could pay attention to the second part of that or the first part
right.
of it, or maybe all of it. Because isn't that where we are, paying attention to all of it? When we've seen the stuff, at times it's been good. But the first half is – it's a guy that was suspended by the Texas Rangers before for inciting a damn near riot in their clubhouse.
Right, and it would be – his personality or whatever his faults may be would be tolerable if you were getting the second part of that statement that Jim Bowden just made. The stuff. We haven't gotten it. He hasn't been healthy, and when he has been healthy, it really hasn't been what we expected.
You can live with AB being a knucklehead when he's the best receiver in
right.
the game.
Yep.
You know, and this situation here, I don't know if you can win with Keona Kella or if it's worth keeping him around if he's going to do things to get himself suspended. Now, when it says a uniform violation, it's not like your uniform proper. It's not like he was wearing his stirrups wrong. To me, it probably, and this is speculation and a guess, he probably missed something mandatory or refused to do something that's mandatory that they can make you do under the CBA.
Yes.
Such as not go to a meeting, such as not report, sure. such as not go into a minor league game, something like that, and mm-hmm. refused. And that would be my guess. That's when something like that happens, it's normally what it is. I don't know what it is, but that would be my guess. I don't know if Keona Kella, number one, he's never wanted to be here. That was told to me by people. He wants to be a ninth inning guy. He knows that there's a lefty that throws 150 miles an hour. He's never going to overtake him. He's not ever been happy here. He wasn't happy when he was traded.
And his issues with things like this go back. Like, it's not, they didn't just start once he got here, right? Like, this is a guy who once was optioned because he just wasn't showing the kind of effort they wanted him to. You know, in a minor league intra-squad game, they saw him dogging it and said, you know what? You can start the season in the Pacific Coast League if that's how you're going to act. So there's multiple issues with him going back over the years. There are people around baseball that will tell you they're not interested in Keona Kella because he does have issues that they'd rather not deal with.
And look, he's had a really tough life. I know it. I've read about it mm-hmm. extensively. He comes from a really bad upbringing and a tough upbringing in South Central Los Angeles, born to parents when they were very, very young. He's bounced around homes. I get it. But Keona Kella at some point has to, I think, kind of break out of that and get past that, and not everyone's against him anymore.
You know, all that being said, in the 10th inning last night, I'd rather have temperamental Keona Kella on the hill than nice guy Clay Holmes.
I couldn't agree more.
But that's part of the problem with Kella is that he hasn't been available because of, okay, injury, I'll grant you. Out of your control, maybe. But behavioral issues or refusing to do certain things that the club's asking you
to do. Getting in his own way, quite simply.
Yes.
Putting that all under an umbrella.
Otherwise, he's activated and he's ready to go last night.
It's felt like an odd marriage since the time it was consummated here. It just has. From the time when they were in the middle of still in it, right? And the guy took a week to get here, it felt like.
Well, and play it all the way out. And when people talk about the Felipe Vázquez rumors, the main reason you can't take those seriously if you're the Pirates, unless somebody throws a Brinks truck of prospects at you, is because you don't have the next closer in place. Kello could have been that guy.
I agree. If he would have got on board. You can say all the things, but it's how you act. And he's never acted as if he's wanted to acclimate himself into this team.
But I have no problem with the trade last year. I mean, no, you went after a guy that could help your bullpen, and you didn't give up much. So I love the risk. It's just the fact the guy hasn't been
a risk for a reason. Yeah. Absolutely. Today's daily Twitter poll, check this out, at Fan Morning Show. It's pinned to the top of our Twitter page, and you could check that out, at Fan Morning Show on Twitter. Should the Pirates try to trade Keona Kella? This is tilted much deeper to where I didn't expect it to be this drastic. 72% of you say yes, try to trade Keona Kella right now. 28% of you say no. Now, looking at Keona Kella's contract, I mean, this is a guy that could absolutely work for you. Absolutely work if he's locked in.
That's a big if.
But he's not locked in. And his contract, he has an arbitration year next year, 2020. He's not a free agent for a while. I mean, you have years of control of this guy. A couple years of control.
You got him this year, next year. Yes. Like you said, a third arbitration year next year, and then he hits free agency in 21.
Yes. So, you know, you think, well, do you want to rid yourself? I think it would behoove the Pirates to listen right now.
I think he's a classic example of you listen if somebody calls on him, but I don't know if I actively shop him because I don't know what you're going to get for him, you know? And moreover, this bullpen, like we were talking about earlier, has just been a disaster at times this year, and especially the last couple of weeks. I get him back into the fold. I try to recoup some value at the very least in what you traded for Keone Kella, and hope that he comes back around to being the shutdown guy at the back end of the bullpen in front of Vázquez that you need.
Do you know who's an interesting trade prospect right now? Is Chris Archer. If a team has a starting pitcher that has an injury, or if they need that fifth, sixth starting pitcher, and somebody's willing to overpay, not necessarily even overpay because of what his contract is.
Right.
And they don't necessarily have to be married to him. They could pay him off at the end of this year. They could go ahead and buy out his contract. In a big club, doesn't have to put up a ton of money to buy out that contract at the end of this year,
right?
And need his services just for that stretch run. And
it's an interesting idea, but I like we've talked about before, when in regards to his club option that comes up at the end of the year, they are all in on him, and I don't see them even, you know what I mean? I don't see them even considering it.
See, I don't know if the Pirates are all in on him. I don't know. What gives you that indication?
The fact that what they gave up.
Okay.
And the fact that they continue to stand by him even in the worst possible times of his career, rather than unplugging him, rather than, you know, just pulling him from the rotation. They are invested in Chris Archer in as much as what they gave up, and the fact that it hasn't worked to this point, they are going to continue to try and make it work with him.
I think Archer would be a lot more valuable if he'd give you more innings. I think, you know, let's say you're the Yankees and you're looking for a fifth starter. Chris Archer would be an option, but if he's only going to give you five or six innings max,
well,
that's not who I want there. I want someone that's going to give me
once rosters expand and once you get into playoff games or whatever, you kind of use all the ammunition anyway, and you kind of pitch each game and try to win. You know what I mean? You pitch it with a sense of urgency. I just think that if someone called and was willing to give a prospect package, I'd listen. And I think big money teams might call on Chris Archer because they say, we're not even looking at the $20 million for the next couple of years. We can use this guy and pay $2 million bucks, and then we're done with him. We just go and we pay his buyout, and he hits the free agency market.
Especially if his next two starts were to go really well, right?
Yes.
And it really looks like, and he's got a handful of quality starts pushed together in the middle of the season,
sell the Pirates more on there's no way we can get rid of them.
Or it might bring more people knocking on the door saying, hey, we can see this guy as a fifth starter down the stretch.
Let's be real. With the exception of maybe five guys, you could shop this entire team.
I agree with you.
I'm listening to anybody.
I'm talking like two or three. I mean, pretty much. And look at the Nationals right now. If you're the Nationals, don't you throw all you have and try to get Vázquez back?
And, you know, the Pirates obviously got a good return for Melanson.
Uh-huh.
So there might be something there to get from Washington again.
Yes, you just... You
oh,
got,
Mike Rizzo's never been shy about trying to put together a big deal.
They are where they are right now in the standings in Washington. They're on top of the wild card. They're a team that's going to make a run. They're trying still to curry good favor with the fan base because of the Bryce Harper stuff. This is a guy that, you know, that it has a contract that's a good contract for them that they can afford. And they're trying to still kind of make it right and convince their fan base, yeah, we're in it, even though we didn't get our big dog.
And that's the only thing that leads to me saying, you know what? If the right package comes along for Vasquez, I pull the trigger, because now you've got the Dodgers, you've got the Braves, maybe the Nationals. You've got teams that are all looking for elite back end of the bullpen help, and he's top of the list, at least as far as targets across baseball. And if you get into that bidding war, especially middle of next week when teams maybe see themselves in the midst of a race, things are starting to heat up, people start calling. If a bidding war drives the price up.
Forget that. They got to hold off the Phillies. And if you're Washington, you're holding off the Phillies, and it's not called the Phillies. They're the Bryce Harpers if you're in Washington. You know, I don't know. It would be very intriguing what Washington would try to do to get him back.
The other thing about Vasquez is it would appear that with his mentality, unlike Akella, that if he goes to a contender and isn't the closer,
he could handle it.
He seems to be like he could handle it.
Yeah.
I don't think – if I'm Rizzo, I may really think long and hard about the familiarity quotient to it and giving up a huge – what they can't do in Washington this year – is have Philly overtake them in that wild card. I don't think anybody's going to catch Atlanta. I don't know. It seems like a pretty tough uphill battle. But you can have St. Louis overtake you and be that second wild card. You can't have Philly overtake you. You can't if you're Washington.
The pressure's always there in Washington. Last year it was because they knew it was Harper's last year. This year because you're running out of time with Scherzer in his prime.
Yes.
You've got to pounce on it while you can.
It's also Philly. They've got to finish ahead of Washington.
And what if they stick at the Rizzo and get Vasquez? You know, I mean, not
or
to,
Marte.
There's a lot there. The Pirates have a lot of people that potentially they could say, okay, we want this guy, this prospect, and could really force a hard sell.
Yeah, if I'm Huntington, I'm aggressive in calling people. Like,
and what
you know what could get you over the top?
Right. By the way, what I teased is this. Apparently, everybody's watching the Pirates. No matter how much you complain, everybody's watching them. They're sixth in baseball.
Sixth highest local ratings in baseball.
Uh-huh. Does some of it have to do with Josh Bell? Does some of it have to do with the fact they were still in it? Does some of it have to do with right before the All-Star game, people were excited? I don't know, but what I do know is this. People complain, but they still watch. That's fact as quantified by this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.